Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Yes, it's another day of lower grain action. Continuing in the wheat, not as heavy in the corn and the beans as they're within a penny or fractions of lower on the session. Export sales this morning, we are on the decline this time of year. We normally see our export sales sell off now at this point. Still a decent number on the corn, over 700,000 metric tons. New crop beans, we've seen a heartbeat. Some sales starting to pick up there. Egypt. This morning announced taking 110,000 metric tons of our beans from old crop status. That'll be in next week's export sales, but not an important point anymore, I guess you could say. Our bean oil market is back higher again today as we're kind of holding that gap up level we had seen last week when the board opened on the week after the announcement of the RVOs after being limited up two Fridays ago. So we held the 52-cent mark, and we're up 44 cents there on the bean oil at 52.75, putting our August beans down just a penny and three quarters, 10.27 and three quarters. November off a penny and a half at 10.17. A lot of this grain selling too this week, you know, beyond the fact that here comes a big bad boogeyman on Monday, the USDA with their grain reports, which of course, you know, they come courtesy of the cheap food policy company called the USDA. But also, you know, good weather forecasts that we can see for next 2 weeks and aggressive selling by the Argentine farmers. They have recalled a while ago their taxes were lowered for selling of corn and beans. Well, that ends on July 1st. So if you sell today or sell on Monday, there's a difference of $9 to $11 a metric ton on corn. You make more on taxes without the taxes. And beans, you make $20 a metric ton more on the beans if sold before July 1st. So that's been inundating the grain trade all this week on their sales, keeping us under pressure as well. Corn right now, September contract down a half because we're right on top of $4. We're currently down a quarter, 404 and three quarters. December corn off a half a cent at 422. They were higher on the session earlier today on the improving export sales numbers that we're seeing a pickup on new crop, but they still had to sell them just because why not? We're used to seeing red on the screens. Wheat, lower export sales numbers, kind of a downtick from what we've been expecting. They have been solid since improving April, May, and then most of June, but they were lower than some of the April numbers this morning. So wheat disappointed on that. We're down 7.25 cents to 5.37 1/4 on a Chicago September. Kansas September off 5.25, 5.34, while Minneapolis September off 3.75 cents, 6.24, December off 2.75, 6.44. Oh, oats has been higher this morning, about 6 or 7 cents, but they've been capitulated all this week, and they were already going down last week, so I wouldn't read too much into that. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures bouncing today. The June cattle board trading at 222 here today, up 40 cents. I find it interesting that the board, the bid in Texas, 222, which would be down $6 on the week if it occurred. But we did here in Nebraska, the greater Omaha area, their cash trade down $6 today. So that could be the futures are on to something. They know that the board for June cattle may hover around 222, 223 for expiration. August cattle today up 37 cents, 209.35. October gaining 12 cents, 206.47. In the feeder cattle market, August bouncing 85 cents to 303.15. September up 70, $303.30. The October up 77 cents, 301.52. We have an all hogs and pig report out today, so we're seeing a little pre-hedging from recent contract highs. Categories pretty much even with last year. I mean, we can get specific, you know, down at 99.6% of a year ago for all hogs and pigs. 100% kept for breeding with a year ago equal, and then, of course, 99.6% a year ago for kept for marketing. Let's just say, hey, we're looking for steady numbers. The board down 25 cents, July hogs, 112.57. August off 67, 110.55. October giving up 62 at 95.10. Gold today, recovery mode today alongside of a sharply higher silver market. We're up $4 on the gold, currently at $3,347. Silver, on the July contract, which goes deliverable on Monday, it's up 42 cents to $36.53. The September dollar index down 52 cents. We're at 96.75, lowest price since the first quarter of 2022. Someday that's going to affect our grain market. Someday. I don't know when, but someday. It's lower. The crude oil market recovering again today for the second day, but it's a mild bounce. Look out for selling tomorrow, because usually when a market gets hammered, you get a two-day light basketball bounce off the floor, and then she goes down again. So we'll see if that happens tomorrow. August crude oil today up 62 cents a barrel, 65.53. Gasoline August up 2.25 cents a gallon, 208.75 cents, while diesel fuel picks up almost 5 cents a gallon. We're at $2.30.5. Any questions on trading commodity futures via futures and options, or having our handy dandy app for your phone, or utilizing livestock risk protection insurance? We're here to help. HeartlandInvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.